Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Some stations don't carry this segment, but most of the audience is here. But I want Dr. Rima Lambo to wait for the next segment to start her big presentation she's going to be giving in California here very soon. We're very honored to have her, PreventGenocide2030.org. But you can do this later if you want to get to it now. But let's just digress to what you started this off with. What happened, as best you can tell, because I know people were after you, they're after us, we know it's real. What happened to General Stubblebine when he was, you're saying, murdered? And I have no doubt of that, in 2017.
We were living in Chile. We never stopped working for freedom in the United States, but General Burt realized that if we stayed in the United States, we were so noisy, they would kill us. So we left the United States in 2007. We lived in Thailand trying to prevent Thailand from becoming a GMO rice country, because Thailand was the major rice exporter in the world, and Thailand, because of the old king, had a position of leadership in the third world, in the developing world, and so we wanted it not to become a GMO rice country. We failed in that because Monsanto simply bribed the entire Thai government. And we then set up an eco-demonstration center in Panama with a medical center and educational center, teaching farmers around the world how to stop poisoning people with the chemicals and how to reclaim the soil and grow clean food to support clean health. When Fukushima happened, we decided that since there would never again be low radiation food, organic or biodynamic or any other kind, in the Northern Hemisphere, because Fukushima is the U.S. generated gift that keeps on giving, we went to Chile and were in the process of setting up a commercial sized organic low radiation food supply for the Northern Hemisphere. I did not yet have my medical center open there, and General Burt needed some intravenous nutrition and some axis orthogonal chiropractic and some acupuncture and acupressure and stuff like that, good stuff that wasn't yet available in South and Central America. So we came back to the United States for a quick visit. He was poisoned with an intravenous injection, I believe, and that night he collapsed, and I had a choice. There on the bathroom floor of our friend's home, I could allow him to die in my arms, or I could take him into the belly of the beast, knowing that the hospital system would do its best to dispatch him. I chose the second. I called an ambulance, and for 158 days, while the medical system attempted to kill him, quite literally, and I'm a physician, this is not just a grieving wife speaking, this is a physician knowing precisely what was done and not done, I fended off the monsters who were trying to kill him. Retrieving him, had to go to court to demand that the hospital, General Burt was ambulatory at the time, and they were denying him food and nutrition and nutrients. I went to court about that, and ultimately a doctor walked into his room, plunged a needle into either his femoral artery or his femoral vein, I don't know which, injected something. General Burt went into a coma and was taken to the ICU, where...
Hold on, we've got to join some stations, but start over a little bit when we come back, because I know the inside baseball, I've studied it. Somebody that knows all the secrets, he was at the highest levels of the deep state, especially before they die, they're scared that they're going to say things when they get older, so they generally kill guys that even serve them and don't turn against them like he did. He was never with them, but he was at the highest levels. And so this fits into a pattern I've seen where people, there's not many of them like your husband, General Stubblebine, Bert, that they actually kill them. Let's finish up with that and give you your big presentation in 60 seconds. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Rima Lambeau is here with us. She's about to lay out what's coming next. She already predicted what was coming with absolute accuracy back in 2009 here on this show, and a show we produced together with Jesse Ventura that has been super viral since, despite the fact the Deep State literally tried to suppress it. And I'm not supposed to get into the, because I signed a non-disclosure agreement, but people on the set got killed after this came out. They got threatened never do it again. And they pulled it off the DVRs. The episode she's in, they went completely ape over because it slipped out, had top ratings, and we all know what happened after that. But she was getting into Albert Stubblebine, who headed up all these important top military agencies. We can put his bio up on screen. But, you know, he knew what was going on. He was fighting the tyrants worldwide. And then she was breaking down when they visited the U.S., she believes, she's a medical doctor, he got poisoned. But she knows once he got the system, they were trying to basically euthanize him. Please continue with what happened.
So after the doctor waltzed into his room and put something into his femoral artery, he collapsed, or femoral vein, I can't say which. He collapsed and was taken to the ICU. Now, when a patient goes to the ICU, they do tests. They do blood gases. They do all kinds of tests on their physiology to figure out what's wrong, what's working, what's not working. Otherwise, they can't really guide any kind of treatment that's designed to save their life, reverse the reason that they got to the ICU. It's kind of logical. What they did, and we have the medical records to prove it, is they canceled all the tests that were ordered on this comatose patient who was wheeled in an emergency into the ICU. Those tests were later ordered again by the ICU doctor, who obviously hadn't been read into the program. And she said, I can't treat him without having the laboratory values. What do I do? The tests were canceled again, and according to the medical records, which I have and which were introduced into court in the wrongful death civil suit that I brought and was screwed entirely by the lawyer that I hired, according to the medical records, the tests were canceled with the notation patient deceased, only he wasn't dead yet. It took a number of hours for him to actually die. He died in my arms. As I did not know that the tests had been canceled at that time. I didn't know that until I got the medical records. And I saw that there was a specific attempt to kill him by making sure that no treatment could be guided that might possibly save his life. I would call this murder. But
I mean, I would too, but we know why they want to get him. Why don't you talk a little bit before you get into the presentation about Bert, because I mean, they admit this guy basically wrote so much of the modern doctrine, ran the secret operations worldwide, was like the most highly respected guy up there, running special operations for decades and just everything else, basically secret projects. They were really scared of what he knew, because I know he wouldn't tell us on air. He would just say you were dead on. He knew it from his intel in the military. Did he ever, I know people aren't supposed to talk about classified stuff, but we're well past that now. Did he ever confide in you more information?
Never. He never confided anything in me or anyone else that he believed was covered by security secrecy requirements. Never. He was a man of absolute conviction and total ethical centeredness.
But so he did say on air you were dead on and that you'd already figured it out.
Absolutely.
So did you
absolutely
know you were married to a guy that knew all this? And then once you figured it out, he goes, yeah, honey, that's all true.
Actually, he learned most of what was going on about the deep state from me.
Wow.
Because he had drunk the Kool-Aid. His father was a West Point graduate. He was a West Point graduate. He believed he was fighting for good and truth and democracy and all that.
Sure, but once he shifted his perspective, then he could see what he was really seeing.
Exactly. And that happened because I refused to stop providing him with information. And finally got him a piece of information that was so compelling to him that he said, wait, what? If this is true, what the hell else is true? And he opened up this can of huge and hideous worms, and he basically entered into what one must call a dark night of the soul and reformatted his entire world, his entire belief system. And it turned out that his incredibly brilliant analysis supported what I'd been saying all along, but he didn't believe me because that couldn't possibly be true until it was true.
Well, that happened with my mom's brother, who worked in special operations, once he woke up. And that was when I was a little kid. I didn't wake him up. And then I had another family member that wasn't an evil person but believed in the globalist plan. And then watching my show when I was younger, he had that same epiphany and shifted and woke up, because you believe you're doing good, you're compartmentalized, but once you see the bigger plan, now you see what you're really involved in. But so let's continue and then get into your big breakdown.
So when General Burt understood that, although I may be insane, I was also correct. I mean, you know, being right and being sane are really orthogonal to one another. They're not the same thing. But he realized that he had to take his warrior mentality, presence, and heart and put it into the battle that had to be fought to save humanity. It's that simple. And we are now at an end point, the end game, one might say. You see, the Fabian socialists or the globalists before the 20th century began and during the entire 20th century had their plans laid out. What they didn't have was the science. And so they paid for the science and they directed the science and they used philanthropy and government influence, which they bought and which they created over decades and decades worldwide. They penetrated every government on the planet. And they created the science that would allow them to take control of our DNA, to turn us into parts of the Internet of Things, their servants, their underclass, their untermenschen, and leave them at the top, the neo-aristocrats. This plan has been in operation, waiting only the science of genetic manipulation, pulsed microwave transmission, nanotechnology, etc. And now they have the science, and they're ready to go. Yuval Harari tells us what they're ready to do, to which I say, don't you dare.
Well, we're going to go to break in a few minutes. We'll have plenty of time, but I would not call you crazy at all. Obviously an eccentric, but anybody that's smart is an eccentric, but you've been totally proven right. Everything you said in thousands of shows 20 years ago, 15 years ago, it's all come true. I mean, but that doesn't feel like vindication, does it? Because I've predicted a lot of this as well, and it makes me sick that we couldn't stop it.
It's irritating as hell, but we can stop it. And the way we stop it is through my very favorite law firm in the world, Hubbub and Uproar. They operate in every country. And when enough of us, and you know this, Alex, you believe it in your gut, and you've been working for it all these many lonely, difficult years, when enough people say, don't you dare, the three most important words of the free human being. When enough people say that effectively, what happens is that the globalists step back. Now, they will come around again. They will try it again. But we're smarter and we're more organized when they come back. And the way we do that has been set up to get out of the World Health Organization, the Death Star that's coming over the horizon toward us, to get out first of the World Health Organization by going to PreventGenocide2030.org and bombarding your politicians with millions of emails and demands saying, get us out of the...
All right, I totally agree. Stay there. We have the floor when we come back for the rest of the hour. I'm going to shut up and just let you go. But here's the thing, this is riveting. There's four words, too. I do not submit, and I do not accept your lies. And we just have to do that. So we've got all airtime worth in this hour, about 31 minutes of show left. So I'm going to try to shut up and come back and just go into your presentation. We're going to see you in California. Dr. Rima Labo, everybody needs to go to your website and just share it, PreventGenocide2030.org. And soon we should have a commercial-free podcast that millions will see. And I'm going to try to get you on Joe Rogan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Force.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
They've done their test run. They've done their beta test. And they tell you, a new, more deadly virus is coming, Bill Gates says. It'll kill our children. And they've got Marburg ready. How do we stop them? This is real. This is happening. And the lady that nailed it, more than anybody else other than like Dr. Francis Boyle, is Dr. Rima Lebo. Dr., I'm going to just let you host the rest of this segment. You're also going to continue hosting. I'll be here. PreventGenocide2030.org. Please continue.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's really important to understand that, as Krishnamurti said, it is no measure of health to the well-adjusted to be well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. And we have indeed a profoundly sick society that has been made profoundly sick for a couple of objectives. One objective is to kill most of us. Another objective is to control the absolute inner workings of who and what we are, our DNA, which is a whole lot more basic than even our immune system, to control our DNA, to control our neurological system, our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our beliefs, and to enslave a few of us who are allowed to survive to serve the masters. Now, if that's the future you want, then don't do anything. If it's not the future you want, and I don't believe it is the future that any sane human being could want, then you have to take action. It's very easy to say, oh, it's all so big. It's too big for my little head. The great ones surely will figure it out. No, the great ones have figured out that they want to be part of the ruling class, and they don't give a damn about you. Because to them, you're a cockroach. Let me digress for a moment and talk about the horrifying videos that you've seen of people who suddenly die by planking, by just falling over in one piece. Typically, they either look around in perplexity because they're obviously hearing and experiencing something and they're looking for the source, or they don't do that. But they just suddenly die in one piece. It's the mother walking the baby in the baby stroller. It's the guy buying food at the fast food window. It's the person walking down the street. It's the Arab diplomat speaking to a bunch of poobahs. And as he turns around to celebrate somebody, he simply falls over backwards in one piece. Well, I'm a doctor, and let me tell you that people don't die by falling over in one piece. There's only one way for that to happen, and I've made a video called A New Way to Die, speculating. And these are not the people, we're talking about people who die of blood clots and heart attacks and so on. These are the people who die this way, in one solid piece. Now, my speculation is that they are experiments, because we are just cockroaches or lab rats to the great ones who see themselves as the elite. They are not the elite. They are scum. They are less than pond scum, because pond scum has a place in the ecosystem. They do not. These are the psychopaths who see us as nothing to be respected, only to be used and disposed of. So what I believe is that they, having been injected, and many of these people are in, that you see in the videos are in China, but not all of them, and China has a very, very high rate of vaccination, as we know, mandatory vaccination. I believe that the nanotechnology that has been injected into them causes the voluntary muscles, the striated muscles, to go into a spasm when they're hit with a pulsed microwave 5G signal. Exactly. That's the kind of death we're talking about. And you notice that the arms and legs go out stiffly. The muscles that move your body are striated muscles, voluntary muscles, but you have another striated muscle. It's your heart. And so if you're hit with an energy pulse that causes you to go into total spasm, as this boy on the screen has gone into total spasm, your heart is also going into total spasm. I believe that these are experimental deaths to see if the pulsed microwave 5G system, soon to be replaced by the 6G system, is effective in eliminating those who are targeted for that elimination. And you will watch as this man goes into a complete spasm. This is not how people ordinarily die. This is induced death. This is part of the experimental program to which you notice her arm is extended. She's in spasm. Her heart, I believe, has been placed into spasm as well. Now, if they're willing to do this to us, what else are they willing to do to us? You saw how people were locked into their homes and welded into their homes in China. That's only the beginning. That's only the beginning. What can we do? Well, the very first thing we could do is, instead of looking at the tentacles of the octopus that is coming toward us, the to mix metaphors, the Death Star, which is also an octopus, instead of doing that, we need to go for the very heart of the system that is intending to harm and enslave us, kill and enslave us. And right now, that Death Star has a very, very clear, observable name. It's called the World Health Organization, which should be called the World Holocaust Organization. The World Health Organization is the direct linear descendant of a Rockefeller organization called the Institute for Health. And the Institute for Health is exactly what the WHO was modeled on. It was intended, when it was created, to become the world dictatorship on the health side. Now, as you know, the international health regulations, which are being amended at the World Health Assembly in late May in Geneva, the world health the international health regulations.
They have a world treaty they admit takes over all the local governments, national governments, publicly right now.
Yes, and that can be stopped. How can it be stopped? It can be stopped by getting us the hell out of WHO. So Prevent Genocide 2030 is designed to help as many nations as possible generate the hubbub and uproar, generate the outrage, generate the demand to say to politicians, the gatekeepers, and I don't care if they're honest or dishonest or on our side or not on
our
side.
Just put the pressure on them. Let me ask you just a quick aside here, and you'll come back and have the floor for the next two segments. What do you think of Trump? To be completely honest, because I don't know what to make of him. He went along with the shots. They're after him in other ways. What do you think is really going on with Trump?
Not much. My evaluation of Trump, to be very frank, is that he is a self-interested, unprincipled manipulator who will do anything in order to have power, who will say anything, who will support any cause that he is advised is
I mean, I tend to agree with you. I tend to agree with you. But if he's siding with America, he thinks we're going to win, or is he trying to lead the opposition? I mean, do you think he's in on it, though?
He's the most pro-vaccine president we've ever had, allegedly with a vaccine-injured child. What does that tell you?
Tells us a lot.
Tells you everything you need to know.
Dr. Rena Lebo, stay right there. Am I indicting him? They ensure he gets the nomination. Jesus, gives you a headache, but it's reality. Such a smart lady. Dr. Rena Lebo, PreventGenocide2030.org. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited issue shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Rima Lambeau has a lot to say. We're going to be talking this evening. She'll be back with us again very soon. It's some weird blind spot or Eddie pool where 5 years goes by and you're like, where's this person? You call them up, they come right on. Couldn't be a more amazing guest. We love her. And she's definitely always on fire, but she's on fire, on fire, on fire. So I'm going to shut up now, turn my mic off again. I won't be able to control myself. I'll write a few notes. We'll be back at the end of the segment. But just please continue with all the truth bombs you're dropping right now and get more into what you think they're planning next with Marburg, all this stuff. How do you think we stop them?
Approximately 4 people in the history of the world have died since the Marburg virus was identified. And so Marburg is the next big thing. No. Perhaps, as I speculated when, actually before the rollout of the vaccine, perhaps the 5G signals, the pulse microwave signals, will be used to stimulate the nanotechnology to emulate the symptoms of Marburg. How very interesting. That was specifically what I suspected would happen, and now they're talking about Marburg virus being the next continuous, unstoppable contagion. No, not really. That's what immune systems are for. And by the way, things like nanosilver, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, you know, those terribly dangerous, difficult things that humanity has never known about before, stimulate the immune system, and then you don't get sick. That's what the immune system is for, whereas their measures are designed to make sure that you get sick so that you can be eliminated or controlled. And remember, the pharmaceutical industry, the pharmaceutical agenda, which John D. Rockefeller took control of in order to figure out what to do with the leftover gunk from the bottom of the refining towers, which is called coal tar, and the German Industrial Revolution organic chemistry brilliance was producing coal tar derivatives, pharmaceuticals. So John D. Rockefeller bought up controlling interests in the pharmaceutical industry, and then he created the elevated allopathic medicine system that we have now worldwide in order to sell his drugs. That's the same model that Gates uses, by the way. You invest heavily in vaccines, even though they kill people and make them sick before they die, and then you give money philanthropically to organizations like Gavi and the Rotary Organization and the World Health Organization. You fund them and you direct their attention to your vaccines. It's a business model. Same model. And if in the course of events lots of people sicken, well, that's great because you're selling them the stuff that they're supposed to take, the drugs for their sickness, and then they die. That's even greater because you're a depopulationist right off the bat. And Gates certainly is, and the Rockefellers certainly trained him well to be, as did his father. So we're looking at an interlocking business model that takes over agriculture and degrades food and weaponizes it so you're going to get sick, and that takes over environmental issues that compress you onto the into your urban prison because you're saving the world for animals to be able to rewild it, which is, of course, nonsense. It's all interlocked. All of these pieces, we shut down the farms in the Netherlands and degrade the food supply availability. We shut down the supply chain because we, the globalists, they, the monsters, control everything. We've put our fingers and our financial control into everything. We've created the octopus. And the way we're going to control everything is by keeping you safe, by creating a medical dictatorship and then telling you what happens to your DNA. And what happens to your DNA is that we, the globalists, take control of it. And then we kill lots of you, enslave the rest of you, and oh, by the way, you don't get to reproduce. This is the craziness, and we, the people, have to say, ah, no, not happening. Now, the only way that we have at this moment, in my strategic analysis, the only strategic mission that we have at the moment to prevent all of this from coming to full fruition is to get the hell out of WHO and the United Nations, because these are death machines. These machines were created through Rockefeller et al., and it involves Carnegie, and it involves Gates, and it involves Zuckerberg, and so on. It's a huge cabal, but let's call it the Rockefeller system, because that's what it is. It was created to accomplish this. And the Death Star coming over the horizon to kill us all, or most of us, and enslave the rest of us, is WHO backed by the United Nations, and behind that, the international financial system, and behind that, the ultimate control system. Well, the one that we have access to right now is WHO. Ah, but you can't get out of WHO. That can't be done. Yeah, it can. I've done quite a lot of research, and I have a white paper available on exactly how we do it, and that's simple. The head of state of any country in the world writes a letter, just writes a letter, and says, I'm not in your club anymore. Our country isn't playing anymore, and sends it to the Secretary.
And by the way, that's
General.
Something Trump did good. He pulled out of the WHO, but transferred the WHO power to Fauci.
No, worse than that. Trump pulled out. He said he was going to pull out of WHO, and then he took the money that we give to WHO, doubled it, and gave it to Gavi, which is Gates. So that's not good. That's not okay. And that's part of the deceit that I'm talking about. And by the way, before Steve Bannon advised him that his base would, when he was looking to be elected president, Steve Bannon advised him that his base would not like the fact that he was one of the principal supporters financially of Planned Parenthood, and that they were an anti-abortion base, and therefore Trump switched his position and became an anti-abortion president, which is part of the reason that I tell you that he is a self-interested manipulator who will do what is necessary to gain and maintain
power. Sure, I'm not defending Trump. I'm just doing full spectrum analysis. He then got Supreme Court justices in that are moving against abortion, or is that not right?
That is correct. And so when you asked me in the previous segment, what do I think of Trump? The answer is I would love to have a politician seeking power who was and authority who was a principled person, but I don't see that.
What do you think of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I have never gone public with this feeling, sucks all the air out of the environment. He's powerful. He's well-funded. He's well-placed. The changes that should be coming should have come through all that air, all that oxygen, all that capacity have not come. I am extremely skeptical. Show me I'm wrong, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Please show me I'm wrong, and that you are not a fifth columnist, a dark horse, obscuring the reality and acting as controlled opposition. Prove me wrong. I will be grateful. I will be enthusiastic.
Sure. What do you think? I respect your opinion. What do you think of DeSantis?
DeSantis has done some things that I agree with. His Surgeon General in Florida has been supported well. DeSantis has come out against the insanity of the institutionalized transgender races. I appreciate that, but the rest of DeSantis's policies are not ones that I appreciate.
All right, well said. Dr. Rima Lebo, stay there. PreventGenocide2030.org. We're going to come back. You're going to host the next segment. Powerful information. Then, coming up in the fourth hour, we have Paul Joseph Watson. All right. So definitely look for that straight ahead.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
She'll be back again with us next week. I don't know why we haven't had her on, but I'm glad she's here. Dr. Rima Labo, on the Alan Jones Show. She's going to host the rest of this segment and the first segment of the next hour, then Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Remember, it takes funds to fight a war, plus we have great products you need. My book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, unsigned. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great supplements like highest grade krill oil, a great clean 10-hour energy, Turbo Force. All of these in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We've upgraded our order center and our customer service. They're doing a great job. During the bankruptcy, we're down to like three people. We're up to like eight or nine now. It's doing really well. So you can call 888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions. Paul Joseph Watson's coming up here in about 16, 17 minutes. But please go to InfoWars Store, get 1776 Testosterone Boost and the other great products like Pain MD. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And that's what makes this all possible. I thank you for your support. Take action. Only 1% or less of our listeners ever buy products, which is fine. Pray for the broadcast. Share the link. Share the videos. We're going to archive in a few hours after the show is live. It'll be at band.video. I'm not sure what headline to give it. I'm going to let you take over, Doc, but what should we title this video today? This live show.
I think we should title it We Are the Power.
I agree. That's powerful, but Dr. Rima Labo that predicted the COVID attack, issues emergency warning. We are the power. I mean, because the fact is, you nailed it.
How about kill WHO?
We'll get that
before it kills you.
So I'm going to let you take over. It's like 9 minutes left of the segment, 5 minutes next, and you can do wherever you want. But what do you think they're going to do next? That you've already told us. Other facets, you've got the floor. Just give us the brain dump.
The thing that I learned, one of the many, many things that I learned from General Burt, was that Sun Tzu understood how to fight a war. I had never heard of Sun Tzu before General Burt said, oh, Sun Tzu knows how to fight a war. And one of the things that Sun Tzu, 3,000 years ago, had to say was, we put our greatest strength against the enemy's greatest weakness in order to win. And if we don't do that, we cannot win. What is our greatest strength? Our greatest strength is what they fear most and what they want to eliminate and what they're attacking, which is our numbers. Our greatest strength is our numbers and our ability to think independently. They are attacking our numbers, our reproduction, and they are attacking our ability to think with propaganda. What is the point of propaganda? Propaganda is designed to create a mass intentionality that they want to control. Intentionality creates reality. And our capacity to think and to discern allows us to create an intentionality. Our genetics allows us to create the will to survive. And therefore, those are their targets. So what do? We don't go violent. As soon as we go violent, they have vastly superior weapons. We in the United States like to think, well, you know, I got my gun. No, they have frequency weapons that can boil your eyeballs that from a mile and a half away. And then what do? Once you're blind, you throw the gun at them, at the sound, not going to work. Violence is not the answer because they are vastly superior in terms of armaments and capacity. The answer is we throw our determination at them in vast numbers. Let me tell you a story. On September 15th, 2009, then head of the Health and Human Services Administration, Kathleen Sebelius, announced to Congress, did not ask Congress, but announced to Congress that FDA had fully funded a mandatory swine flu vaccination program. And they have the legal authority to do that, given to them by Congress, by the way. FDA had fully funded and was about to implement a mandatory swine flu vaccination program, starting with, quote, those who wanted it first, end quote. And then everyone else would be herded into vaccination centers or vaccinated in their homes forcefully via mandate. And she announced that they had decided to add an adjuvant, an immune irritant called squalene, which you mentioned earlier in the show, Alex, to the vaccine in a particular amount. And I thought, well, that's odd. Why is she mentioning the particular amount? So I went looking and I discovered that the United States holds two patents, one on using that particular amount of squalene injected to induce male sterility, immune-mediated and irreversible. The other patent uses that particular amount of squalene injected to produce female infertility, which is immune-mediated and irreversible. So they were going to sterilize every man, woman, and child in the United States in 2009. Remember, this plan goes back quite a way. And we told people about that. We gave them the patent numbers, and we said, click here. Use your Freedom Mouse. Everybody's got one. Use your Freedom Mouse and click here and submit letters to all members of Congress who serve you and the White House and the Vice President and Head of Health and Human Services and the CDC and the FDA and so on. Send them a letter, an email letter, with your Freedom Mouse. And they did. 3.5 million people in 11 days did that. 11 days after announcing it on September 15th, Kathleen Sebelius said, we're not going to do that. I guess not. and they backed down because we said, don't you dare. When I was living in Chile, a couple of years later, they were about to accede to a treaty called UPAV 91, which would have given total control and ownership of the entire genome of their plant system to the bioengineering corporations, Monsanto and their evil twins. And we roused people in Spanish and English and gave them a place to ride their freedom mouse on. And each click in that campaign sent 68 letters. To this day, the Chilean government has not been able to pass, to accede to that treaty, UPAV 91, to this day, because the people said, don't you dare. And so I say to you, if you're not willing to ride your freedom mouse, if you're not willing to say, don't you dare, then you don't deserve to live. You don't deserve to protect your children. You don't deserve to force these enemies off our territory, out of our homes, out of our lives, out of our water, out of our skies. You deserve to be a slave. If you're not willing to take the effort that it takes to go to PreventGenocide2030.org and take the action there and then pick up the link and give it to everybody you know and motivate them and say, listen, guys, they want to kill us. They want to enslave us. They want to prevent us from reproducing. They want to take control of our bodies, our genes, and our lives, and we're not going to let them. How hard is that, really? How hard is that? You don't have to understand it very deeply to understand that this is a world dictatorship that has been marching toward us since before the turn of the 20th century, and now is ready scientifically, as Yuval Harari says, to make us the last generations of human beings. And I say, no, let us make us the last generations of potential slaves and make us the first generation of indubitably, explicitly free human beings, every single man, woman, and child of us. It takes this and nothing more than this. Except for intentionality and determination, which is our human capacity. We all got media, they've got all kinds of stuff, but they're batshit crazy. They're psychopaths who have no capacity to understand what is essentially human. Are they reptiles? Probably not. I don't know what they are, but I know that they're psychopaths. And I know that I don't want to be ruled by these psychopaths. It is your responsibility to protect your DNA, to protect your society, to protect the future of humanity. It is your responsibility to take the actions that are available now, because if you wait, they will not be available. PreventGenocide2030.org. Take the actions, share the information, mobilize your community, because these people, these monsters, want you dead or enslaved, and I want you free, which is what you want. Alex, that's the simple down and dirty of it, as far as I can see.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.